This interview is taken for the Western Sydney Women's Oral History Project, From Farms to Freeways, Women's Memories of Western Sydney. This interview is with Mrs. Joyce McKelvey of Blacktown and is taken on the 10th of March 1992.
My name is Joyce McKelvey. I live at Blacktown. I was born on the 16th of the 8th, 1918. My nationality is Australian. I am married. I have two children. So first of all, I'll just ask you some background questions. How long have you lived in the Blacktown area?
73 years.
You were born here.
Mm-hmm.
And what sort of work did your father do?
He was a bread maker. What do you call it? Bakery. We had a bakery.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
In Blacktown? Yes, in Blacktown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And did you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes. One sister and three brothers.
Oh, so it was quite a big family.
Five.
One of five. And where were you? Were you the eldest or?
No, I was the eldest girl. I was the fourth.
The eldest girl, so you would have had a few more responsibilities, would you? Helping with the housework and that sort of thing.
That's right. Yeah. Always had to do your share.
And what sort of house did you live in?
We lived in the main street of Blacktown, half weatherboard and fibro home.
Mm-hmm. Was it a big block of land?
No. The average size,
the half
block
acre
there,
block
then, mm-hmm. Yes.
And did you have a garden?
Yes, we always had our own vegetables until my parents started the bakery then. They built a bakery in the back of the residence.
Oh, right. And did your mother work there as well?
We all had a helping hand at that. Something for all.
Mm-hmm.
Three brothers delivered the bread. My father, and with the help of them, before they went delivering, they did it between them.
Mm-hmm. So did you have grandparents or any other relatives living around you?
Yes, my mother's parents lived short distance from.
So did they would have given your mother some support with?
No, not really.
No.
No.
So how did your mother manage to keep up with the housework and shopping and the family?
We did the shopping, you know, we were right in the town.
Mm-hmm.
But Mum did the housework, the beginning, and then later on she had her help.
Right. And did your father grow vegetables in the garden?
Of course, not then.
Not then.
It was prior to us having a bakery.
So it was too. He was too busy then.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did he deliver bread to the local shops or?
Yes, there was only about two local shops here then.
Were there?
Yes. Oh, there might have been a few more. Would have been at that stage, the early part. You know, before they started the bakery.
Mm-hmm.
There was the one other bakery and two fair-sized shops.
Okay. And so what are your first impressions from when you can remember of what Blacktown was like then? What would you say? It was a fairly rural sort of place, I suppose.
That's right. A lot of poultry farms.
Yeah.
And everyone knew one another.
You'd go shopping and find you'd know everyone at the shops.
That's right, whereas now you go down and you can go for days and never meet anyone that you know. Mm. It's so different.
So you find that friendliness has changed because of the population increase?
Yes, but you still have your friends.
Yeah.
You.
And so what would your mother's daily routine have been?
Housework. There was no washing machines, you know.
How did she manage that then? The washing?
Yeah, she managed.
What did she use? She didn't have a washing machine.
Fire, copper.
Fuel copper.
Mm-hmm.
You have to collect the firewood for that?
Oh, yes. My brothers used to get that. Mm-hmm.
Where would they, was there plenty of bush around to collect it?
Yes, we always had ponies.
Did you?
A little cart, and the boys used to go and get the stump wood those times, you know. Of course, that was before they started the bakery. It was so different then, you know, you were sort of in business and things were entirely different.
What year would that have been that they started the bakery? Roughly, you know.
During the Depression, when was that?
1939. And so did you go to school locally at Blacktown?
Yes. My mother went to school here.
Oh, did she?
Yes. They shifted from Enfield out to Quakers Hill. More Merion, I should say. And they used to walk in the 2 miles to school.
Did they?
The 5 of us went to the same school, but my dad was reading Windsor.
So you were all more or less from the same area?
Yeah, that's right. And he came to work for the only bakery from when he was 17. He was apprenticed to the bakery. And then in later years he started off on their own.
And did he do that until he retired?
Yeah. And the boys carried on then, the 3 brothers, for a number of years.
Is it still in the family now?
No, not for quite a time now.
And so did you walk to school?
Yes, we were close to the school.
And what happened about transport generally? Did you have a car, your family?
Later years we did.
Mm-hmm. When you were growing up you didn't?
Oh, when we started the bakery they bought a delivery, motor delivery, as well as horse and cart they had. So we used that for pleasure until they could afford better, and then we had a car.
And so your father would have been one of the bakers that people talk about delivering the bread by horse and cart. Did he actually do the deliveries, or he would have had a driver to do that?
There was my 3 brothers
and they
sort of shared it all. Mm. The boys would get up early with him and help in the bakery, and then they'd go and deliver.
Right.
There was no 8-hour day then.
No. And what did your mother do in the bakery? Was she cooking or
baking? No, not really. She had enough to do with the washing on and the housework, so. Because my sister and I, we were still at school. I think we were about 11 when they started the bakery on their own.
And what sort of things did you do as children for entertainment? Ride your horses, I suppose.
That's right. We lived on it.
Did you?
That's right.
And where did you ride to? Very far?
Oh, we used to go to Riverston to friends of ours. Most Sundays, my friend and I would ride up to Riverston. Think nothing of that.
There was no traffic then, I suppose?
No. Quiet. No tar roads.
And no worries about security or anything?
Didn't have to worry, no.
That's changed now, hasn't it?
My word. Getting very serious, isn't it?
And what about in school holidays? Did you go away to the seaside or anything like that?
No, not really.
The bakery kept you here, I suppose.
That's right. Go to Windsor swimming.
Did
on
you?
Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What, to the pool there? Or
no,
the
river.
River. Blacktown didn't have a pool in those days, did it? And what about health services in the area? Was there a doctor locally?
One doctor for a time, and then one nursing sister.
Mm-hmm.
And
So what about
later on there was two doctors and two nursing hospitals.
So what happened in an emergency? There wasn't a hospital at Blacktown then. So what did you do in an emergency?
Parramatta.
That was the closest.
Yeah.
And did you have a telephone at home?
Not at first.
No.
Later on we did for the business.
Right. So it would have been rather difficult in an emergency to ring the ambulance, or it probably wasn't an ambulance.
There was an ambulance later years, and Tony Power, but he was a very capable man. He was a big help to the community.
Mm. And what about the other little hospitals that you mentioned? There were
two private hospitals. Sister Rawlings and Sister Overton.
Were they general hospitals? Or?
No, just in homes, their own homes.
They were maternity,
yes.
Both of them?
That's right, yes.
So that was the only thing really catered for, was the maternity part of the hospital. Mm. And did your mother ever have any emergencies with the children?
No.
That was lucky, wasn't
we
it?
We didn't
three
seem
boys.
To get sick. I never went to a doctor till I was expecting my first child at 30.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And so did your mother have any electrical appliances in the house?
Our home was all fitted out with the wiring and so forth for when the electricity was turned on. Quite a time, I think, before we had an electric stove, but anything that was available, we had the comfort of that.
Mm-hmm. And did your mother cook on the fuel stove, did she,
yes,
until then?
That's right.
Which would heat the house at the same time, I suppose.
Yes.
Was it
comfort.
Good food on the fuel stove?
Oh, yes, I think so. Mm-hmm. When you didn't have any different or knew no different, everything seemed to fall in line with the everyday living sort of thing as it was.
And so when you finished at primary school, did you go on to high school in Blacktown?
No, I went to Parramatta for a time, but I left it when I was 14.
Yeah.
And then when I was 16, my parents bought a property further down, right in the main street, and started a cake shop and small goods mixed business, which we did very well at.
Mm.
My sister and I served in the shop, and my friend Joan Watterson, she'd come in, and she was 9 years younger than I, and she always had two sisters with her. There were seven in their family.
Mm.
And Joan would have her youngest brother always on her hip.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to think, what a little mother she is. And I hadn't seen Joan then for quite a number of years. And because she'd got married, and I didn't know her as Joan Jeffries until another friend of mine made it known that it was Joan Watterson. And I've been quite friendly with Joan since I've picked up again. But that 9 years makes a big difference when you're young, especially.
Mm-hmm.
There was Joan's dad was one of the policemen here. There was two policemen at the time.
So it wasn't a very big community for them to have to look after, I suppose.
No. So different.
Mm. There'd be a lot more now, wouldn't there?
My word. Yes.
I suppose it kept them busy. And so when did you get married? When did you meet your husband and get married?
Yes, my husband was reared at Toongabby. That's only about 5 miles from here.
Right.
And just met Greg at the local dance.
Did you?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And got married, just died here.
What year would that have been when you got married?
14th of June 1941,
right.
We were married.
That was before
I was
the war,
about
20, or during the war, really?
That's right. Mm. I was 23 and Greg was 26 or 27.
Mm-hmm. And so when you got married, did you move into your own house?
No, I lived with my mother. Well, after they sold the shop, the mixed business, and my mother built a new home, just at the, still in Main Street, but further out.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived with Mum and Dad, and the rest of the family had got married before I did.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg and I lived there for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
Then we bought a property with 2 acres, just a half a mile from the town,
mm-hmm.
next to Dickens's.
Oh, right. Okay.
And we lived down there for about 30-odd years.
Mm. So you would have
and
been living there during the 50s and that period just
that's
after the
right.
war?
That's right, yes. It would be.
And what sort of house did you build?
No, we still lived in the home, it had a home on the
oh,
2 acres.
Right. It was already built.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
that's right, and we renovated it in later years. And we lived there until we shifted up here 16 years ago.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. So what sort of house was it? Was it a timber house? Or
timber with an iron
mm-hmm.
roof, yeah, on 2 acres.
Mm. And what did you do with the 2 acres?
Well, my husband at that time had trotting horses for a time, and then later on we bought a milk run, and we worked the milk run from Mary on. It was all zoned at that time. And we delivered the milk around Mary on for 12 years.
Oh. And did you do that as well?
I had to help at
did
time.
Yeah.
It was a 7-day a week job, you know, if anyone was sick or
someone had to do it.
On me, someone had to do it. And I was the one that really knew the run, so
mm-hmm.
often had someone to help with the delivery though.
Yes.
But
mm-hmm.
I could drive the truck
mm-hmm.
and get through that way.
Did you deliver by horse and cart?
No,
at all?
We had
no.
a motor vehicle.
Mm-hmm. And so what would your daily routine have been like? Did you have your children fairly straight away?
Yeah, they were still at school during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You had 2 children?
2, just a boy and a girl.
Oh, pigeon hair.
That's right.
And so what would your daily routine have been? Did you take them to school?
Yes, but it was local.
So they could walk?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Marie went to school just not far down. And then Gary used to go to the high school. Well, we got him a bike and he used to ride his bike across
mm-hmm.
Mitchell High. Then Marie went to Grantham High School down at Seven Hills.
How did she get there? By train?
No, she used to, she got a bike.
Oh,
also.
Did she?
Yeah, used to ride a bike.
And were the roads sealed roads by then?
Yes, when they were riding to school, they were sealed.
And was there a bus service that they could use, or wasn't that?
Yes, there would be buses,
mm-hmm.
but we never had to rely on buses. There was only one bus at Blacktown at that time, and it was called the Parklea bus. It just went from the station out to Parklea.
And that was the only bus?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So did you belong to any community groups or anything like that, like Red Cross or
not in the early
school PNC groups?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
would be. Yes, I think we paid in at school to the Red Cross,
mm-hmm.
but later on I don't remember been involved in anything like that.
You belong to the CWA or the bowling club?
No, bowling club in later years.
In later years, yeah.
Still do, but I don't play bowls.
And you just belong to it for social activities, do
That's
you?
That's right, yeah.
What about when you, how did you manage to do the shopping? Did you have to go and get your own shopping or was it delivered?
Yes, you could have it delivered, but we always lived right close in the town and managed just to go down and get whatever we wanted.
And what about your children? What sort of things did they do for recreation after school?
Oh yes, they were taught swimming during their school early days at school, and then they went to ballroom dancing and at Wentworthville and learned the ballroom dancing, which they were very interested with.
Both of them did that, didn't
both
they?
Both of them. My son's always been interested with motor cars, still is. Eastern Creek interests him a lot these days.
And did they? Was there a local cinema?
Yes, the first one was the Rivoli Theatre, and it was burnt down. Then it was rebuilt. The same people that owned it, rebuilt a new theatre.
And did your children go there on Saturday?
They used to go there. In our earlier days, we used to go a lot to the Roxy at Parramatta.
Oh, did you?
Yes, it was a favourite.
Was that before the Rivoli was built, was it?
Oh no, the Rivoli was built.
That was always there?
Oh, it was always there, the first one that got burnt down. We only lived two doors from it.
And what did your children do in the school holidays? Did you ever take them away or go camping?
Oh yes, my parents had a caravan, and later on when they retired, and we used to go to the entrance a lot, spend the holidays up to the entrance.
What about household finances? Who managed the household accounts, you or your husband?
Lie.
You did? You were the manager, the money manager.
That's right.
So what, did he give you a certain amount for housekeeping and you managed it, or...?
I was never really on an allowance,
no.
I've got to be honest about it.
But you did all the paying of all the bills?
That's right, yeah.
And did you have any hobbies yourself? Did you do dressmaking or...?
Oh yes, sewing? I used to dress make. Very fond of knitting. Used to always go to the local dances. Greg and I shared our pleasures in that respect.
Yeah.
On them, we were interested in trotting. Greg used to train some trotting horses.
You both shared that interest in
pleasure
horses
too. Yeah. We were always able to take the children with us. Although they were never very keen on horses, more for motor cars.
And what about churches in the area? Did the churches play a big role socially in those days, back in the 50s?
There was the Church of England Church in Flushton Road, and we used to go to Sunday school there, right from when we were young. Then the Kmart bought that property and they shifted across the road, which is the Church of England Church is still there.
So the old church was demolished, was it?
That's right, for the Kmart building, parking area. There was always the Catholic Church down where Patrick Moore is built now.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a school that joined the church for Catholic children.
The little school that's across the road from that, is that the public school you went to?
Yes.
Oh.
The one in Flascombe Road, yeah. The brick building.
Mm.
Yes. That's
neat, not far from the library.
No. So one school backed onto the other.
Mm-hmm. And did the churches have social activities? Did you or your children go to any youth groups or dances or anything at the church?
No, not in the early days. I don't remember anything.
Right. But after the war, there were a lot of European migrants came to live in Australia, and quite a few settled out here in the western suburbs. Did you have anything to do with any migrants who came out here? Were you aware of them?
They never made any difference to us.
You didn't know there were any, or they just sort of fitted into
they just fitted
yeah.
in. Yeah.
They didn't change your life in any way? Or
no, whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what about industry in the area? Was there much industry in Blacktown back in the 50s?
Not very much. After the war, a lot of the returned soldiers settle on poultry farms.
Mm. That was really the main main industry.
Farming and so forth. And then later on, a lot of Maltese bought properties and a lot of market gardens with the Maltese.
Mm. And they're not around anymore, are they, the market
gardens? No, they've sold out well. And the ground, a lot of the farms have been
developed
into housing.
Right.